97.9 on the Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending. Hello, how are you?
Hello. So what I'd like to talk about today is an article from the Wall Street Journal written by one Allison Pohl and another Rachel Wolf about vacations. So
wait a minute. You quote the Wall Street Journal all the time, and I don't keep track of the authors of the pieces, but I feel like it's a different person every single time. Like, do you have go-to favorite Wall Street Journal, or did they just have like
a thousand? Of course not.
Or did they just have like 1,000 people working
there?
They
have like 1,000 people. I wouldn't be subscribed is a very funny Freudian slip. I wouldn't be surprised if they just had a large stable of contributors. Folks would be excited to submit to the Wall Street Journal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which, hey, by the way, if you don't want to submit to Chapelboro /97.9 The Hill, Victor at WCHL is a great place to start, just saying. But we're not here to talk about how the Wall Street Journal is powered.
This article.
We're here to talk about vacations.
By these two people who we will never hear from
again. Who we will never speak of again.
Great.
So according to this piece, the trend of packed vacations cramming all sorts of adventures into every hour of the day seems to be over, and the relaxation vacation is now on the rise.
Not for this guy.
Right?
No.
Yeah, we're going to get there. That's
point
of what I wanted to do here.
I'm usually on the cutting edge of these social trends, but not this one.
So there is a survey of travelers that found that the percentage of vacationers who cited rest and relaxation as the motivator for travel rose from 17% to 21% between September and February, and there are far more people now seeking out all-inclusive and resort scenes over exploration-based vacations, cultural immersions, that type of thing. Mostly it's the tick up in resort traffic and activity that interests me. Because, you know, when I go on vacation, my primary motivator is also rest and relaxation, but there are plenty of things that are restful and relaxing that are not necessarily just marinating in a pool getting blackout drunk. Like,
yes.
Yo, there are plenty of dope things to do that involve just a little bit of effort, but really can be genuinely rejuvenating. I mean, my trip to Iceland that I will never stop talking about was a grueling 2 weeks of driving around an entire country. But boy, howdy, if I didn't come out of that feeling completely rested and ready to come back home. Like, it was great. Like, I had a wonderful time.
See, my thing, and I really am, like, usually way ahead of the curve when it comes to these,
it's
like,
the most
social
self-serving
trends.
Sentence. I'm usually so far ahead.
Well, I was giving out experiences as gifts way before that was, like, a thing. I was so happy when that became a thing. And I was like, yes, I'm on the cutting edge, except now I'm not because everyone else is doing it. But this, like, if I want just pure rest and relaxation, I will take the day off work and just chill on the couch.
Straight up.
If I'm going to go on vacation, I'm going there because it's a place I want to go to, and I want to go there because I want to, like, see and experience
the place.
Yeah,
there's things,
right?
I want to do.
Yeah. And, like, definitely there is time built in for just, like, okay, we've had a long morning, let's just go back to the hotel room and chill for a little while. Sometimes one of the things that I like doing, and this is just me as a workaholic, is I like just taking my laptop to a coffee shop and just, like, sitting there for a couple of hours knowing that I'm on vacation. I don't have to accomplish anything, so I can just do it as slowly as possible, and just whatever gets done gets done. That's relaxing, and then I end up with a smaller inbox, which is even more relaxing.
Absolutely. And there is nothing wrong with seeking out your nearest patio and just taking a good long while to do nothing, or just sort of walking around and seeing what happens to you. Those things can and should
but
be built in.
But in general, I like to see and do things. Like, that's why I go places.
I like to have an objective. And that even extends to just normal nights out. I'm not too much of a let's go to a bar person. I'm very much a let's go to a concert person.
Yeah.
I like having a shared activity that we're all doing. And if we go to a bar before or after, that's fine. But I don't draw much actual satisfaction from just going to a place to do something that I could have done at home. I like to pair it with other things.
One of the best vacations that Brad and I ever took, or I guess I don't know if I would rank it as one of the best vacations, but definitely one of, like, the best ideas for a vacation, was Brad wanted to see the Punch Brothers, and they were coming to Greensboro, and I was like, oh, we can go see them in Greensboro. Or, rather than seeing them in Greensboro, let's look at their entire tour schedule, find a city that we actually, like, want to go to and visit and spend the weekend, get tickets, see the show, and then have the weekend in what turned out to be Austin, Texas. Like, that was fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I have also done that before, because some venues are cooler than others. Not all venues are created equal. There's East Coast venues that are in caves. There are... stadiums set into hillsides. You don't have to just go to the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. No shade to the Cocoa Booth. That's a wonderful place. But
I don't know. I'm feeling some shade. The problem is there is no shade in the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater.
That is one of the problems. And the shade there is, you got to pay for.